What's good? What's good? What's good, y'all? This is a Wednesday edition, Boss Talk Beats. It's going down. Make sure you let everybody know. Tell a friend to tell a friend to tell a friend. It's going down. We're going to get busy tonight. We're supposed to have a special guest coming through. So while he's getting everything together, we're just going to chop it up for a minute. Hope everybody's week has been good. So let me let the people know we are live and in session. You know, make sure you tune in. The rest of the week, we got a big, big episode coming in on Friday, y'all. We definitely got something special coming for y'all. We have the West Coast aficionados, you know what I'm saying, coming through. So make sure that you are in tune and on deck for that. Let me give y'all a little preview of what's going on with that. Big shout out to my man, Trill, Terrell Trill in the building, a.k.a. Trill Biz. He gets busy. So let me just let y'all know why we getting everything set up. And then we're going to get to the show for the evening so we can get it jumping off. Let me just show y'all what's the deal. So y'all can see it's definitely going down on the 27th. You want to make sure you're in the ATL, man. It's going down. It's going to be for anybody who's an artist or, you know, aspiring to get into the game, or even if, you know, you're a clothesline or something, you're trying to get that media attention, you need to be here, man. You need to be in the building in the A on the 27th because it's going down. Make no mistake about it. It is going down. It is definitely going to be a place where you want to, you know, be seen. You know, big shout out to Toletta. You know, she's doing her thing out there. You know, we've been talking. It's a lot of people, you know, that's rocking with Boss Talk Nation. You know, that's what's up. That's what's up. That's what's up. Check out her artist, Ace. He's doing his thing. He was on the show a couple weeks ago. And we show love. That's how we do. But like I said, the Media Mixer Soundstage, basically, it's like the preliminaries for the Indie Mega Fest, which is going to be held in July. And that's like the big show, y'all. If you are trying to get your brand out there, if you're trying to do your music, if you're trying to, you're a producer, if you're a DJ and you're trying to get, you know, in touch with the cast that's making it happen, the first step is to hit this Media Mixer on February 27th and get busy, y'all. Y'all want to make sure y'all are in the building, you know, and it's going to be a $2,500 media package. Let me say that again, $2,500 media package. So you can't ask for more than that, right? That's going to get you on all the blogs. That's going to get you on the websites, you know. And messing with Trill, you never know what can come out of that. A lot of artists have propelled forward, you know, from this opportunity in years past. So you want to make sure you are in the building and in attendance for that. And then on the 20th, you know, my people's Just Jay, part of the Hype Network, you know what I'm saying, Hype Magazine. They got their I'm Doper Offline event. That's going to be going on, you know what I'm saying, on the 20th. That's also in the A, man. You see what's going on out here. You see where you need to be. So make sure you are paying attention. The information is on my page. I'll make sure I'll be sending these flyers out all month. You want to RSVP for this event. You know, you could definitely hit that. We mix, that's with two X's, at wemixrsvp@gmail.com, and let them know you're trying to be in the building. This has been a crazy week. It's a lot going on. You know, the struggle continues for my traders, people that is still fighting the good fight, trying to hold the line, as Ja Rule said. You feel what I'm saying? And make sure that, you know, you get what you came for, man. A lot of people are into trading now, which is exciting. But make sure you do your research. You know, there's a lot of things that go on where we are skeptical to get information, right? A lot of times, you know, I saw a lot of commentary this week about people being late to the party. And the point is, we have to get out of this mindset of wait and see. I want to see if it worked for somebody else. When you're doing investing, you want to do your own research. You feel me? Do your own research. It's a Google. It's a Google away, and you'll be able to see what's really going on out here and see how everything is moving. So if you're interested in trading and getting your stuff on board and taking it to the next level, then, you know, you can holler at us over here at Boss Talk Nation, 844-700-2677. And I give you all the fundamentals, because before you get down with this person and get down with that person, You need to know what the market is, how it works, and how you could take it to the next level. You feel me? So in order to take it to the next level, you have to be educated, right? And that's the whole key. That's the key to everything is education, whether it's in music, whether it's in marketing, whether it's in business, whether it's in finance, any type of thing that you got going on, you need to be prepared for it, right? You need to be educated about it. And I think it's a lot of stuff that people are not educated about. Another thing that's going on this week, we have, we're looking at a situation where they're debating about these stimulus checks, right? So I just wanted to give y'all an update, man. A lot of people are not understanding how this thing is going to work. They're already talking about a compromise, right? Some people are saying 2,000. The Republicans put up a proposal that really doesn't pay for much or nothing, right? And the fact that you're getting these one-off checks and they're taking 3 months to even approve that is telling you that you need to be prepared financially, right? Big shout to my man, Will Dynamite. He's got the Wealth Factor. Big shout to Vaughn. Vaughn Williams, she's got Don't Die Broke. She's got her training movement. And she's getting it done. She's getting busy. So that's something that you want to pay attention to if you're really trying to get out in the market. And it's a couple other things going on that I wanted to talk about today before we get to the, to the star of the show. And that's collaboration, right? So big shout to Nikki. I was checking Nikki out last night with the Nikki and Moose show. Big shout to Nikki and Moose. They definitely do their thing every week. Check them out on Facebook or IG and YouTube as well. But she was talking about she dropped a quote, right? And she didn't even know she dropped this quote. But I heard it and I said, yo, that's a quotable. And the quote says, collaboration opens different doors. There's a lot of people that have some dope businesses and some great stuff out here, but it's getting stifled because you're not hooking up with people outside of your network, right? My man Suave, big shout out to Suave as well. Like I said, Compton Reg going to be in the building Friday along with Yuck Mouth and a bunch of the West Coast All-Stars. But that's collaboration, right? And we'll get into that as a preview to Friday's show as well in a minute. But I just want to focus on this for 1 second, collaboration and why it's important. You need to focus on collaboration because you can only do so much by yourself. If you're starting a business, how many times have you started something, you got some momentum, you got your flyers, you got your website up or whatever, you got your merch ready, and you might have some success early in the game, right? But in order to sustain that success or in order to grow that business, you may need somebody who can help you run the business. A lot of people are talented at creating the art or creating the clothes or creating the food, but they have no experience in business management. And this is something that you guys need to hear because I believe I saw a statistic that says about 90% of entrepreneurs are actually solopreneurs, people who are doing this thing on their own. That means you need to get the proper training so that you understand what business management means. It doesn't mean that you just do things the way you're used to doing them, right? It's very hard to establish a business like that. You might be good at cooking, right? So let's say an example that you start a business where you're a caterer. You may can make the fire mac and cheese. You got the fire potato salad. Your fried chicken game is crazy. Your shrimp game is crazy. But when it comes to pricing out those items, knowing how much to buy of one item or another, knowing what to price it for on your menus. And also, this is the number one thing bosses don't do. They don't equate for their time, right? They don't factor that in. They just make a price based on, okay, if they do figure out, okay, the shrimp are such and such a pound, I'm going to charge this and that for a platter. They don't equate the time it may take to prepare that food, to go shopping for that food, to get everything ready, and then the time at the venue. And we're losing money at the end of the year when you do your profit and loss assessment, which you should be doing if you don't know how to do it. 844-700-2677, 844-700-BOSS. We'll get somebody in tune with you and get you right. And this is critical to hear because that's a collaboration. Case in point, it's tax season, right? Big shout out to Vaughn. That's our resident tax expert. We just had her on. If you missed that episode, go back, Boss Talk TV. Check out the YouTube channel, Boss Talk Nation. It's right there. You can get all the game you need. But it's tax time. Most people don't do their own taxes, meaning they have somebody, right? They have somebody that prepares their taxes. H&R Block, Jackson Hewitt, you know, whoever, whatever, right? Maybe your cousin, whatever. That's a collaboration. They're skilled at that specific task. You are not skilled at that task. So in order to stay from getting audited, in order for to make sure you get the proper refund, to make sure you get the full deductions, right? A lot of my people, they know what they're going to get if they claim somebody's kids or whatever, but they don't understand if they have a home-based business, how much money they can save. That you know, some of that phone bill can be written off, that some of the car payments and the gas and the mileage can be written off, that the space and the square footage of your home or your apartment, whatever you're doing, some of that can be written off, all because you have a home-based business. Even if you didn't register the business yet and you're just an independent contractor, you're just getting off your feet. This country is built to reward bosses. It is not built. The American dream had nothing to do with working for a living. The American dream was to be able to get an opportunity to start your own business. And you may have to work for someone else in order to get the skills and the money together to start your own business, right? There's a lot of my people, like I said, there's no disrespect to nobody. It's different strokes for different folks. But they're jumping out the window, quitting their job. I'm going to be an entrepreneur. And they have no clue how to run a real business, right? I don't care what it is you do, you have to have the business acumen or at least the basic fundamentals of running a business. First thing you have to figure out is who is your customer, right? Is your customer the person that, you know, buys 10 t-shirts a day? Or is it that person that will buy that $100 one piece because that's a one-on-one, right? That's a one-of-one. Is your customer somebody who wants a discount all the time? No matter how many times you hook them up, every time now they expect that. And you say, hey, that one time you're like, nah, man, this is the price because, you know, I cooked you up last time. Come on, yo, see, that's what I'm saying? You know, you're getting extra. That's not your true customer, right? That's somebody who will support you as long as they're getting a discount. Most people, here's another clue. Why do you think the supermarket puts out the circulars they put out, right? Because they always put the ham, no burger, right? They put the hot dogs on sale. The buns are never on sale. They put the ice cream on sale, but the cone is twice the price. So you have to understand the psychology that goes into marketing, right? When you walk in a store, you see usually they have that fresh fruit section off to the side. You walk in, you got the registers. Everything on the outer perimeter is the stuff you need. The milk is on the outer perimeter. The meat's towards the back across there. The frozen goods are over there. The majority of the stuff that people come in the store for, cereal, all that stuff. Once they get you in those middle aisles, they got you. Because guess what you're going to do? Oh, I need some of this. Or this is on sale, but then I need two of these to go with it. And now you come in the store and you spend more, right? Or you go to the dollar store, let's say, right? You go to a dollar store. And you think you're going to go in there spending $10. You end up spending $25, $30. They're getting those items for pennies on the dollar. So even though it may be priced at Dollar Tree for a dollar, they only paid 10 cents for it, 15 cents for it. So look at the profit margin. That's something you will learn when you have somebody who helps you train how to run a business and what pricing. There's three different ways to do pricing. I ain't going to tell them all to you tonight. Hit 844-700-2677. You feel me? Hold on. Let me see somebody on the check-in. You know what I mean? All right. Big shout out to my man, Matt Sims. We going in. If you got a business question, hit me up. Right now, put something in the comments, whoever's watching this, and share this too. Because we going in tonight. I want to get y'all focused and get you prepared. Because 2021, we in month two. Right? We in month two. Big shout out to my man, M80. Right? You know what I'm saying? He know who he is. You know what I mean? Behind the scenes. That's the kind of mentors I got, clearing 80K in a month. You feel me? That's big dog numbers. I did five figures last month, but it wasn't 80, right? But it was five figures, right? So what does that mean? I'm already budgeting for 2021. What are we going to need? This is still first quarter, right? We got another month And then we get to second quarter. So now what are we going to need quarter two? What shows are we going to bring y'all? We got some real big, we got legends coming up, right? We setting up budgets. We setting up marketing, right? Big shout to Just J. She just did the press release, right? That's going out. So we're linking up with extra networks. That's pre-planning. That's collaboration. This show you're watching right now couldn't happen in the form that it happens without other pieces and other bosses that are involved. Big shout to my man, Matt Sims. Big shout to Manny Mad Dog. He's all over Atlanta. He got so many promotions going. We can't even keep up with him, right? But he's doing his thing. He's in his lane, right? But when it's time to get something moving in the street, that's somebody we know we already got on the team, right? When it's time to put something together as far as a package that's going to be able to walk into one of these big networks, we got people on the team to take care of that. When we need legal contracts, we got several attorneys to take care of that, right? So that's part of running a business. And I want to see you win. And if you want to win, what you got to do is, right, you got to call 844-700-2677 and get in touch with me, and I'll get you in touch with somebody else. That if I can't do it, they definitely can do it. We got our first question of the night. It says, when figuring out your pay for your time, how do you price yourself or your time without under or overshooting? Great question, right? Now, that depends on what you're actually, let me bring it back full screen. That depends on what you're selling. Now, if you're just talking about your time as far as consulting or like, you know, Toledo, she works with artists and different people of all walks of life. We got Chef, big shout out to Chef Jason down there in New Orleans, right? We in New Orleans now. We all over the map. Wow, collaboration, right? He's coming on in a couple weeks or next week, rather. But here's the key. It depends how much of your time you're actually giving and how invested the client is. I would say that. If you have a one-off person who you're just doing that first interaction with, you may want to say, okay, do they just want 15 minutes of my time or do they want an hour? Generally, I would tell you for what Toledo does, she should be charging anywhere between $300 to $500 for an hour of her time. Because guess what? The jewels and the work that she's putting in is going to generate income and generate revenue for these people. She's not just, you know, talking to them to be talking to them. She's giving them critiques and giving them that molding that they need, or that game, that missing piece that they need, or connecting them with people. So your time is based on your level of expertise as well. You got a lot of people just jumped off the porch. They think they could charge that $500. They want $1,000 to do this. Oh, you want me to put your music on such and such playlist? How many people even watch this playlist, right? I'm going to give y'all some game. I'm feeling generous tonight. Don't just go for the big shiny object all the time. Get with the people who actually have the keys to the doors you want to unlock, like that picture you just saw, right? It's about collaboration. It's about getting your mind right and understanding what you're good at, and then finding other people that are good at the same or something different that you need, the missing piece. If you want to find out what you're good at, guess what you need to do? 844-700-2677. We got a tool for that. That'll tell you exactly who you are, what you want to do, what you're good at, what you think you're good at, and how to go about getting to your dreams, right? And that's what we do. So it's a lot to this. It's not just about promoting something on Facebook or Spotify or wherever. It's about having a plan of action and executing. So, you know, that pricing question. Now, if you say you're doing a tangible item, right? Say you're selling food. If you're selling sandwiches, and unless you got filet mignon in your sandwiches, you don't want to sell a sandwich for $200 and anybody else's sub is $5, might be $8 with a drink or whatever, and some chips. That's where you may play yourself. But it depends on your demand, right? And it depends on your ingredients. So it's the same thing with your time when you're doing consulting, when you're doing management. What level are you at? How much is involved in that time, right? It could be a whole bunch of hours, but you physically don't have to do much. You just, you know, setting up the plays, and you got a bunch of assistants that may do the work. I mean, is the person invested for a 6-month contract, a 1-year contract, or are they just, you know, a one-off deal? If it's just one-off, it's just transactional, I'm going to get what I can get while I can get it, based on my level of experience, based on how much effort it's going to take and what I know I can do. But here's the kicker, right? Make sure you do, you know, you have the solution. And I tell people this all the time. Make sure your product or service solves the problem. If you can't solve their problem, as Biggie said, if you ain't got the clientele, say hell no, because they gonna want their money, rain, sleet, hail, snow. And that's a fact, right? So don't overpromise people, right? Make sure you're accurate and you're giving them an exact estimate. You feel me? An exact estimate of what it's going to take, what your limitations are. Be honest with them. But you have people in your network, right? If you're watching this, you got somebody who can get to anybody. It doesn't matter what you need. We have people in our circle that could get it done. So that's the difference, right? But thanks for that question, right? Some other couple people that's checking in. And, you know, like I said, we just going to have fun. Right now, we just freestyling off the cuff. I just wanted to come through and give y'all some game. And like I said, we got some scheduling situations. Big shout out to my man, Big Hef. He set up a play for us. And, you know, the artist is going to be on. We'll get them if they don't make it today. They'll make it to the next show. But guess what? We're going to be here and we're going to be ready for them. You feel me? So this is something else you need to think about, you know, before I get up out of here, just to kind of let y'all know where we're going and how we're moving for 2021. Just give me 1 second and I'll let y'all see what I'm doing, what I'm talking about. Right. So you see this visual right here. Right. And it says ROAR. And I broke this down to an acronym. Remove obstacles and achieve results. Most people, they fall off in life. Big shout out to my man, Terrell. Trill, salute. You feel me? This is something that y'all need to hear, right? Most people don't make it to where they want to make it to in life because of the obstacles in front of them, right? Whether that be I don't have the money to do something, or I feel like I don't have the access to such and such, or I'm just not that good, or somebody that I thought was important didn't show me love on it, didn't give me the right encouragement, so I'm going to just give up. But when you anticipate the obstacles, right, what does that mean? That means I'm going to anticipate what may come in my way while I'm trying to get there. I've been living, you have been you your entire life. Let me say that again. You have been you your entire life. So the things that are, you know, stopping you and blocking you, you know what those things are, right? Then there's things that they call them the unknown unknowns, right? That's the stuff you, before you get around that corner, you won't know what's around that corner. But how you can get a clue what's around the corner is by doing research. This is very important for people to understand. Research is the difference between the winners and the losers. Now, what does that mean? That means before you go into any endeavor, what did I tell y'all when I first came on here? To make sure you, before you do these investments, do your research. Know what the company's about. Know how much it's worth. Know, you know, where, you know, who's running the company. Know how much profit they made last year too. Know, you know, what's in their industry. You got to do the same thing for your business. If I'm selling clothing, I need to know the companies that are already in the game and that are similar to me that do, if I do athletic wear, I need to know what the up and coming brands. I already know what Nike's doing. I can't compete with Nike right now today, but I can build a movement that one day may rival Nike, right? Look at what Supreme did. They focused on exclusives, right? Very short runs. This stuff is not, success leaves clues. That's an old saying. So what you need to do is find out what your obstacles are going to be. You can do that by doing something what they call a SWOT analysis, right? That's strengths, weaknesses, opportunities, and threats. They kind of moved away from the word weaknesses, but let's just say your blind spots. That's going to tell you, you have a qualified person that you can hire to do the research, or you can go and look it up yourself, right? You can Google anything and it's going to pop up. Trust me, try it, right? So once you do that, you'll find out, okay, it may be a price barrier. I'll give y'all a quick example. I wanted to do energy drinks maybe about 10 years ago. because I saw 5-hour energy and all these other energy drinks running around. And I was even getting sponsorships from brands that were energy brands. And we run around the country. They sending me pallets and pallets of drinks. We couldn't even carry all this stuff. I told them, send it back. Unless y'all giving me a U-Haul, you know what I mean, some more on this budget, I'm not here to I'm not your distributor. You feel me? So that's a true story. I left 2 pallets in Sacramento somewhere, man. Hey, y'all get it. I ain't got time for it. Send me another check. Then I might send another van to go get it, right? But the point, what I'm saying is, I wanted to get into that game myself. So the initial upfront cost wasn't that bad till I realized they said how many units you had to order just to get them to press it up. So when you're looking at the first page, it might be, you know, you can get $5 a case. You're like, okay, that's not that bad, right? It's 12 things in a case. That's about 50 cent, 40 something cent an item. Okay, cool. We in the game. That's a nice profit margin if you're selling them even for a dollar. Till they tell you, you got to print up 1,000 cases, you feel what I'm saying, before they even rock with you. So now you're like, wow, okay. And then I called the people and I talked to him. He's like, yeah, man, that's the biggest barrier. That's what keeps any Joe Blow out the beverage game. Because you have to get in. You want to do frozen pizza? You need about $500,000 because they're not printing you up 100 frozen pizzas with your branding and stuff on it, right? You got to press up. If you want to get into that game, you have to be able to buy volume. And the only way you're going to be able to buy volume is to have places and stores already lined up. And the only way you're going to get those stores lined up is if you already have a small sample and you build a following and you can show them some receipts. So, like I said, the moral of tonight's story is always do your research. Find out what your obstacles are. Remove those obstacles and you can achieve your results. Now, we're going to be back on Friday night. We're going to be getting it in. Big shout out to my man, Suave. And what I want to talk about to kind of prime that conversation is how to build a billion-dollar brand. And I know you might say, what you mean, how to build a billion-dollar brand? We're going to be talking to some of the most legendary cats ever come out the West Coast. These people help shape and mold a culture. Anybody who's an 80s baby will understand. Boys in the Hood, Menace to Society. When you think about West Coast hip hop, it's not just the music, even though the music in itself was legendary. It's the image, Straight Outta Compton, N.W.A. You never heard anything like that before, right? You never heard that before. My mother bought me that tape, threw it in the garbage when she heard what was on it, right? Lucky enough, she bought it for me, because if you know what, you know, that first album, the album cover wasn't too nice, right? It's a lot of accessories on the album cover, right? But you got the tape, turn it on. Hey, it is what it is. She literally took that tape, threw it in the garbage. When she went to work before I was going to school, what you think I did? Went back in the garbage and I got that tape. But my point is the imagery, the lifestyle, the real life that these cats are living versus what, you know, these fake prankster wanksters, right, perpetrated all around the world. Okay. Then you have the cars. Then you have the scenery. You have the whole California vibe. Then you have tangible things like Chuck Taylor's. Chuck Taylor's was the joint in the 70s, fell off a little bit in the 80s, 90s, came back in the 2000s, right? The Converse, they were bought out by another company. I think Nike owns Converse now. And Chuck's used to be $20, and that's why girls were buying them. They made all different colors. As soon as they started selling, they went right back up. Now they might be $80 to $100 for a pair of Chucks. You see what I'm saying? So that in itself is legendary, right? The Dickie suits, right? The tan suits, they call them the jail suits, whatever you want to call them. People on the East Coast wasn't wearing those till they seen the cats on the West Coast wearing, right? The whole Chronic album, the Chronic movement that came with the album, that's a whole lifestyle. So when we're talking about West Coast, it's a brand. Now, New York City pioneered hip hop. and let's say breakdancing, DJing, scratching, all of that, the big boom box, that was a brand that's say in the '80s. But once we got to the '90s, it branched off, right? It was individualistic. You had Wu-Tang had their movement. You had, you know, all of the cats from Brooklyn, you know, then you had Nas and them up in Queens and Mobb Deep and all that. But the West Coast is a brand and it's indistinguishable. It's undeniable. Anywhere you hear that type of music, it's going to stand out from every other type of music. Every time you see their videos and their artists, they're going to stand out. Every time you see a movie about West Coast street life, it's going to be different than probably what you see. Not saying that it's not, you know, struggle everywhere, but it's just a different flavor, right? So we're going to talk about how the creators of that lifestyle, of that brand, can now tap back in and benefit from that brand. Right? Because I believe they deserve more than what they get. So, like I said, make sure you tune in Friday at 8 p.m. We're going to be in the building. We're going to be getting it in. If you need coaching, if you need training, if you need something to help you build your business, hit me up 844-700-2677. And like I said, man, we here. It's Boss Talk Nation. Shout out to all my DJs. Shout out to everybody who supports the movement. Big shout out to all my ESA family. And I'll see y'all on Friday, y'all, 8 p.m. Make sure you tune in. Let me get this promo in for Just Jay, Hype Magazine Network. Check her out. And make sure you check out her event on the 20th, too. Hype Magazine, y'all. I'll see y'all on Friday. Let's get it.
As an artist, we should reflect the time.
Cause I'm black.
Why you so amazing?
Cause I'm black.
Really important that we build characters so that people understand their story matters.
2 Chainz and I both are just really into good food.
And when you know you are royalty, you will only aim in life to be royalty.
We're doing it right now.
I don't give a damn what they say about me. Yes, I called your ass out. I know I shouldn't be saying this kind of
shout out to Hype Magazine Network.
Shout out to the Hype Magazine Network.